when a team is, well, the records are the records. What have you seen from your players as far as getting ready for what we might call a trap game?
I've seen from day one. I mean, you go back to when they came in, we saw them on Tuesday. You guys were all locked in and focused, and that's one thing that Coach Spags actually talked about this afternoon was the trap game. The team coming in here as a wounded line, they're 0-2, we're 2-0. But at the end of the day, Keenan Robinson, and he spoke to the group, and he told the guys, because he was there last year, he said, look, we need to treat this game as if we're 0-0, starting the season. This is our first game. They're hungry, we're hungry. So, like I said, from Tuesday, all the guys came in focused, and I think winning breeds that type of confidence, but at the same time, we also have to understand that the trap games are set up out there, and this is not one that we're looking at as a trap game, but the guys are focused, and they were focused from day one.
Is this kind of game when you really have to look at your veteran leadership guys to sort of send that message out there?
Absolutely, and that's why Keenan, when he spoke today to the group, I mean, you look at, you know, here's a guy that's been in the league for a little bit, for him to say that about them being hungry, and we're hungry as well, that's what you need, is the veteran leadership, and that's one thing he addressed today to the group.
Dave, do you sense, I mean, the last couple of years, I mean, you've been here when there's, you can look around the locker room and pick the leaders out and say, I know those guys. There have also been maybe the last couple of years where you've kind of had to search for those leaders in this locker room. Mm-hmm. If you had to name them, I mean, do you see a lot of guys in here now stepping
up? I do.
Up?
I do. And number one guy that I'm going to name is Snacks. I mean, this big guy, he's no nonsense. And one of the things that he does is he holds everyone accountable, coaches too. And so to have a guy that's coming here that's going to be forceful and that's going to be able to be firm when he says it, you know, that's a good thing. And then you go to the linebacker core. I mean, you go right to our captain, JC. I mean, here's another guy who's a New Jersey kid himself, and the fact that he's able to speak up now more, and maybe it's because of the role that he's been voted into as a captain, but he's another guy that's stepping up, and he's one of our leaders who have been firm as well with the players, with the coaches as well. So then you go on the back end. I mean, in my opinion, I know he's a young guy, but Janoris Jenkins, I mean, one of the things that he does is he leads by example. But at the same time, I think all the young guys see how hard he plays, and a guy like Eli, for example, is watching this guy practice hard every day, and they're all picking up, you know, from his lead.
Two of those players you mentioned, mm-hmm. were your big name free agent acquisitions. How comforting as a coach is that when you bring a guy in with big money and they turn out to be a leader?
It is. I mean, you never know whether a guy is going to be that voice that you need until you get into the heat of the battle. And it is. It's a pacifier. It really is. I mean, to have these guys come here, OV is a guy that's another big name that we signed. But OV, he leads by example. He's not really going to be the talkative guy. I'm quite sure you guys all understand that when you interview him. But the guys that we've signed here that can step up and actually are not afraid to speak and say what's on their mind, I mean, that is very comforting.
Dave, how would you describe the difference just in life and in football and coaching now that you have a credible defense again?
Oh, to describe this defense right now, I think it's just the beginning. If I was to rate where we are off of two games, I say that the guys are heading in the right direction. And the three things that you need to build a championship team, I mean, one thing is, you got to have the guys playing hard, of course. And so I think you guys are seeing that on the field. The guys are all playing hard. They're running to the ball. And but you know what else you have to have is commitment. And I think each one of these guys that are stepping on the field between the lines, they're committed to the calls, and they hear the call, they go out, and they execute it. And so they're committed to each other. Each and every day they come into this building. I mean, the Giants made a commitment to each one of us and our families. And these guys are actually showing it and giving it back to the Giants by their play on the field. And then the third thing is just the fact of trust. I think that the trust factor is building each and every day as we take the field. And so these guys, you know, as they go through this season, as they go through the ups and downs and the curves. There's going to be some curveballs that's going to be thrown at us. I mean, I'm happy to see these guys come together, and to go off our first two games, we've done well on defense, and I hope to sustain that for the rest of the year.
When I talked to Casillas, I thought he made an interesting point that in week one, you beat a team with a good running attack and a good offensive line.
Right.
Last week, it was more the explosive vertical passing attack.
Right. Right.
Both down points-wise.
Right.
Does that tell you something about a defense that did it essentially in different ways in the first two
weeks? It does. It does. I mean, when you go back to, and I hate going back into history, but I have to do that in order for us to learn. But if you go back to even when we played some of the explosive offenses when we won the championships around here, I mean, to be able to stop the run and the pass on any given day, my hat's off to those players in the locker room. A coach can sit up here and design the best defense he would like to design, but if the players don't execute it and they don't trust each other, they don't play hard, and they don't commit to whatever the call is, it's not going to matter. And the fact that these guys were able to play Dallas the way they played Dallas in their running game, and that offensive line is not just good. Those guys are great. I mean, you have, what, three All-Pros on that offensive line, and to have our defensive line to stop the run the way they did, that was excellent. And then, of course, last week to play Drew Brees and that explosive passing attack, we all know what happened down in New Orleans the year before, and then to come up here to get them in our own turf. That was impressive to see the passing game being taken away as well. But I told all the guys, I mean, I have a party this Sunday at 1 o'clock. You all are invited, all right? Get your ticket if you need a ticket. But there's a party in MetLife, and I tell them that every week. Tell them that every week. Hey, there's another party over here now. I need all you guys to be available to show up at the party, because at the end of the day, guys, we have to not look at this team as the Washington Redskins. They're a faceless opponent. Let's go out there and do our job, and understand that each guy has to commit to it. They have to make sure that they're playing hard, as I said before. And at the end of the day, you have to trust each other, as well as trust the coaches that we're going to put you in the correct positions.
Dave, we've seen enough guys come through the league years and years that when they're handed a different role than they're expected to have, maybe they grumble a little bit. What have you seen from DRC in terms of what he's been asked to do this year, and really how the last couple of years, you know, he comes in being the number one shutdown guy, and now he's in a different role.
Right. You know what? DRC is an interesting guy. And I say it in this sense. For the young man to, if you look at his past and his career, he had a chance to go play nickel down in Philly when they signed him. And he didn't really take to that too well. And now to see him take on a role when we asked him to play nickel, we need you to go in the slot position, and for him to just say, hey, whatever, he says fam, because we call each other family, whatever fam, I do whatever I need to do. I mean, my hat's off to the young man, and especially a guy who's 30, 31, I don't know his exact age, but for him to be able to accept that, you know, hey, there's some other guys that can go out and play outside, let me go inside and take care of some of these quick slot receivers. I mean, that's impressive, and that speaks to his character.
Does his presence help with, you know, that transition between corner and safety?
I mean, it does.
The idea that he's out there.
Absolutely. It does. It does. I mean, the fact that DRC, again, you look at this guy, 6 feet, 6'1", long arms, and for him to be able to play outside on first and second down and then move inside when we go to passing down situations, I mean, it's impressive that he's been able to do it, especially at this stage in his career.
I'll be changing the subject a little bit. I'm curious what you would think of the challenge of defending three receivers like the Giants, you know, if you were on the other side.
Try to double them all. See if we can get 12 guys on the field. Our offense, I mean, it's going to happen. It's going to happen, and when it clicks, it's going to click. And right now, just talking to buddies on the other squad and just being able to come in here and try to defend our offense, that would be pretty tough. It would be, especially with Shepard playing the way that he's playing. Sterling is doing a great job for us. And, I mean, you know about Odell, but to see that number 80, I forget his name, but to see that guy come back, I mean, it would be a tough task for sure.